The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That's found in Ephesians 5, verse 15, meaning wise enough to follow the rules that God has laid down in His Word. Verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, if the days were evil back in Paul's day, they surely are evil today. Means make good use of your time. Much of your time should be spent learning, studying, and living God's Word. Verse 17, therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. But it seems most people care less about what the will of God is. We want to do our own will, and our own thoughts and our actions are not like God's. And that's why we have all the problems. But if we do God's will, we have to know God's will, and that means that you have to study His Word to learn His will. Christ is the answer if we know and obey His will, which is expressed in His Word. Christ is the answer to our marital and family problems, as well as to all other problems. Notice in verse 22, God begins to give us the answer to marital problems here, and He's speaking to the wives first, in this context at least. It says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. But we're too modern for that. We have outgrown that. That won't work on today's market, so we think. But we seem to think nothing God says works, when the truth is that everything God says, when we obey Him, works. When we obey His commands, it works. I would have to ask the question, why do we think what God commands us to do, that it won't work, especially in our modern world today, when we have never put God's Word to the test? That might be a question that you'd want to ask yourself. Way too many women want to be independent, not backing and supporting their husbands. You can't be independent of Christ and be a Christian. Neither can you be a Christian wife if you are at odds or in opposition with your husband. You must want and strive to please your husband just as you are striving to please God. Now, if your marriage is in trouble, maybe you would want to take God up on His answer for having a happy marriage. And God is telling the wife at least some of her duties here in this verse. Notice in verse 23, God continues here through Paul, for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. What a responsibility men have caring for their wife. We should think about that. Will Christ shirk His duty of loving and caring for His church? Of course not. Neither should a man for his wife. If you do, you will pay a high price. And this world is paying a high price just for doing that. If Christ failed to be the head of His body, the church would go astray. So will a wife if a husband neglects his wife. Verse 24, therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. A wife is to be a loving helpmeet, as God said, backing and supporting her husband in decision-making that affects the marriage and the family, not trying to rule or disregard or put down the husband and his decisions, not to be in opposition to her husband. That's not the way to be a good wife. Now, a man should be worthy of his wife's respect. God has much to say to husbands as well. Notice what Paul continues to say here in verse 25. Husbands, love your wife, just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. That is a tall order for a man, but if you want a happy marriage, that is what a husband has to do and should want to do. If a man will love his wife and care for her, as he should, treat her as his own flesh, as he should, as God has commanded, that would solve a lot of problems in a marriage and in the home. And as we have mentioned, that most problems are in the home and the family. That is where problems began in the family of Adam and Eve. God holds a man responsible for teaching and leading his family. And if the proper love is there and is shown, the wife will gladly respect, support, and back her husband. She will be that helpmeet that God intended and commands her to be. Going on here in verse 28, So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. God is telling us that if you don't love your wife, then you don't have respect or love for self. The husband stands to his wife in the relation as Christ does the church. And if you don't do that, then you are not a trustworthy man. You aren't concerned about your own conduct. So the way that you treat your wife says a lot about you as a man. Maybe we had never thought about that before, but that's what God says in His Word. Verse 29, "For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does a church." Now what would happen to the church, I ask this question again, if Christ turned away and no longer cared for her? She would go astray. So will a wife uncared for by her husband. So men, if you want problems solved in the home and your marriage, then express that love and concern which you have for self to your wife. You don't neglect self, you try to care for self. You always want self with you. You watch over self. You should do the same to your wife. I don't think most men realize the importance of a good wife or the importance of a good marriage because we haven't been educated to that end. Notice what God said back in Proverbs 19, beginning in verse 14. Proverbs 19, verse 14. "Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord." Notice that, my friends. A prudent wife, a good wife, is a gift from God Almighty. Yes, a wife is a gift from God. That should be deeply appreciated and treated as something special, for she is special, and we need to understand that. Christ gives the answer as how to solve marital problems and family problems, child-rearing problems, and all other problems in His Word. And those that preach that message, that Christ is the answer, should tell you how He is the answer and where to find it. And that's what I'm telling you on these programs titled Christ is the Answer. The answer is in God's Word, and you have to seek it out and be willing to live by it. Notice Proverbs 18 and verse 22. Going on here, telling a man how to be a good husband and what the value of a wife is. "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." God is speaking about a wife, not a live-in nor a same-sex marriage. He's speaking about a wife. He made a wife and gave her to Adam. He made a woman out of the rib of Adam so that Adam would know that he should treat her like his own flesh and his own bones, and he gave her to Adam as a wife, not as a live-in, but as a wife. God will bless a man and his wife for obedience to God and living up to their marital vows. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9 says this, "Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life, and in the labor which you perform under the sun." If we obeyed this command, this answer Christ gave in this verse, then that would eliminate divorce. God also says this is a great reward in life, a great blessing, a happy marriage. And He's telling us how to do it. He says, live joyfully with the wife of your youth. In other words, you don't divorce your wife. You live joyfully with her until death do you part. Verse 10. "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going." Whatever you do, do it with all your might. That means in a marriage as well. Yes, you search for the answer in God's Word, and you live by it. You live a marriage with all of your might, just like you would do anything else that you're enthused and excited about. And the greatest thing that you should be enthused in a physical sense about is your marriage. Proverbs 5, beginning verse 15, has this to say, "Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well." Now God is telling you how to have a happy marriage, men, and it means be loyal and faithful to your wife. Verse 16, "Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the desert or in the streets?" In other words, God is telling you to stay home and take care of your wife, take care of your own affairs, and not be meddling and running loose. Verse 17, "Let them be only your own and not for strangers with you." In other words, you take care of your wife and she is to take care of you. "Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth." Notice it, my friend. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. In other words, you stay with your wife. It isn't lawful to be divorcing, and Christ said so himself. Says you don't just divorce your wife for any reason. Says live joyfully with the wife of your youth. Verse 19, as a loving deer and as a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you all times, and always be enraptured with her love. Now God gets plain here, doesn't it? Don't be looking and lusting after other women and chasing other women. He said, let her breast satisfy you at all times, and always be enraptured with her love. Yes, till death do you part, as God had said. That is your portion in life. A great blessing from God is a good and a happy and a long-lasting marriage until death do you part. Back to Ephesians 5, verse 33, Paul kind of sums it up here if you want to have a happy marriage. The answer is in God's Word for all of your problems. Christ is the answer, but you have to look into God's Word to find that answer, and you have to be ready and willing to live by that answer. Yes, you have to do more than to just believe that Christ is the answer. You have to do more than go to church on Sunday and give an offering now and then. You have to begin to obey God. Notice in Ephesians 5, verse 33, nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Another key to eliminating divorce. But about 50% of Americans think we're smarter than God. We try to solve our family and marital problems by divorce. And another probably 95% of that 50% that don't divorce are living together very unhappy because they don't follow the rules that Christ has given in the Bible. They don't search out the answer and live by the answer. How about you, my friend? You ought to ask yourself that question. Well, solving our family and our marital problems by divorce hasn't worked, and it won't work, because that's not the answer Christ gives in his Word. Yes, you hear the words, and you read the Word. Christ is the answer. But we refuse to live by the answer. As a matter of fact, we don't even know the answer, and we aren't told by ministers today to look into God's Word and find the answer, and be ready and willing to live by those answers that he gives. Yes, God gives the answer. We don't want to live by God's Word because God's Word isn't the way that we think. God's way is not our way, and we don't want to change. Notice Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 8, what God has to say here. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Eternal. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than yours. So we keep piling up problems on self and others. There are a few ministers that are preaching the answer for our problems from God's Word. I hope you will be one that will hear and that will listen. Yes, God gives the answer. Christ gives the answer in his Word. He inspired the Old and the New Testament and spoke much of it himself. We invite you to request our free literature, The Edge of Divorce and University of the Home, by calling the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day at 573-238-3675, or by emailing us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. So give us a call at the Marble Hill Church of God and request The Edge of Divorce and University of the Home. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up. Have a good day, my friend, and may God open your heart and mind to understand the answers that he gives for all of your problems in his Word.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.